Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. You know why a sheep would lie down in the middle of the day in a green pasture? Any kind of livestock. If they're hungry, they're not lying down. They're walking around trying to find something. But when you see them all laying down in the middle of the day, why? It's probably because the grass is waving over their head. You can hardly see them. Why? Because their belly is so full, they just can't take any more right now. Huh? You know why? Because they got a good shepherd that got them to a good pasture. Glory to God. How many know you follow the Lord, He'll get you to some good places? You know, our prosperity is inseparable from His plan for our life. If you want the full will of God in prosperity, you have to find and do the full will of God for your life. Partially obedient, then you'll have a partially blessed pasture. You know what I'm talking about? You're not going to enjoy all His benefits running from Him. If the shepherd's trying to lead you to a good pasture, but no, you got another place picked out. And you're not going to follow Him. Well, then you're going to wind up in some rough places. Aren't you? And oh, this is happening all over the world. And then you got people getting mad at God. The Bible talks about that in Proverbs. It talks about a man who doesn't listen, and then he gets in trouble, and his heart frets against the Lord. Well, Lord, why'd you let this happen to me? Lord, why'd you do this to me? Wrong question. Wrong question. Why didn't you follow your shepherd? He would have led you to a good pasture. He would have led you to a place where you're fruitful, where people will love you and hook up with you and help you. Right? How many know if you're driving somewhere and you get off the road you're supposed to be on and take a wrong turn, that you will go through places you weren't supposed to go through?
That's right.
Let's say you're going from here to St. Louis, but you get off the interstate and you take a turn and you take a turn, and then you don't know where you are. And so you're trying to make up time, so you're going real fast, and it's raining, and you come over a rise, and the road's washed out. And so you hit that, and your car flips upside down. Well, you were never supposed to be on that road.
That's right.
To find that hole.
That's right.
To flip and wind up in the ditch. If you'd have stayed on the right road, you'd have never wound up in a ditch. Or you take a wrong turn, and you take a wrong turn, and you tell somebody's trying to tell you, but no, I know how I'm going. I know where I'm going. Hush. No, I don't want to. Well, I've done this trip 193 times. Yeah, but I know what I'm doing. And so you turn wrong and turn wrong and turn wrong, and you're going through a place, and it's a rough place. And you get mugged. And you get carjacked. And you get thumped on your head. And your wallet's taken away. And now you got a big knot on your head. And no money. And no car. And you say, God, I just know, why'd you put this off on me? God, why'd you put me through this? I guess I'm just, you're teaching me something. Millions of Christians believe this. No, the reason you're there is because you wouldn't be teachable. He was trying to teach you something, but now you got to do it your way. By golly, I don't care what they say. I'm my own man, and I'm going to do it my own way. Yeah, and you're going to pay too. The Lord says something to me the other day that I wrote down. It's absolutely a truth, as everything He says is. You see people all the time who are so adamant about nobody's going to tell them what to do. And did you notice how often these people wind up in jail? Huh? They're not going to listen to the laws. Nobody can tell them. The police can't tell them what to do. The laws of the land can't tell them what to do. The less you listen to other people, the less freedom you will have.
That's right.
Yes, sir. The very thing they want, now they wind up in a cement cell. And why weren't they listening to anybody? Because they want to be free to do what they want to do. Now they're not free at all. If you won't listen to anybody, you will lose all your freedoms. But the more you listen, and the more teachable you are, the more tests you pass, the more trustworthy you become, the more the Lord and other people will turn stuff over to you, right? And give you more freedom, and give you more liberty, and you get freer and freer and freer because you listen. Because you're teachable. Can you see this or not? People who won't listen to anybody lose all their freedoms. But if you listen to God and obey God, you'll get freer and freer. Somebody say freer and freer. You like that or not? Say it out loud. The Lord's my shepherd. I lack nothing. Keep reading. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the
water.
He's talking about deep waters. Deep waters. Waters, even in the hot day, are cold and refreshing. He restoreth my soul. Now here's some restoration. Is any healing in this? In the New English, verse 3 says, He restores my strength. Say that out loud. He restores my strength. The Young's literal says, my soul he refreshes. He refreshes. The Amplified says, he refreshes and restores my life. That sounds like some healing in there.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil for you. Who? My good shepherd. The great shepherd. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. With his rod and his staff, he's able to protect us. You know, with the hook end of it, the shepherd could reach in when the wayward sheep got tangled up in the briars or in the quicksand and he couldn't maybe get there without sinking himself. He could take that hook, hook around those horns or hook up under that sheep, pull them out. Pull them out of that pit. How many believe the Lord can pull you out of the pit?
Yeah.
Get you out of the briar patch?
Yeah.
And it is also a weapon that you can use on wolves. Huh? And when the predator's trying to eat up the sheep, the shepherds were skilled in it. And they could put the hurt on a coyote or a wolf, or they could make a bear think about leaving by putting this rod across their nose real hard, right? And so there's protection, there's deliverance. No matter if you are going through the valley of the shadow of death, he's with you. How many know if he's with you, you're coming out?
Yes.
Come on now, if he's with you, his rod and his staff is there to guide you, direct you, protect you, deliver you, get you out. Means you're coming out. You're coming out the other side of this thing. All I got to do is stay close to the good shepherd. I mean, if you're a little sheep and you know that there's mountain lions and grizzly bears and wolves and they all wanting lamb for supper. And you had any smarts, what would you do? You would stick close, close to your good shepherd. I mean, if he stops, you're to run into him. Right? If you're smart. How many remember the Bible said Peter, the night that he missed it and betrayed denied the Lord. Said he followed afar off.
Uh-huh.
You remember that?
Right.
You get in trouble when you follow afar off. Yeah. See, there's so many people. I've actually had people ask me and say, well, Brother Keith, how worldly you think you could be and still be saved? Who wants to know? And why? Huh? And a lot of more folk didn't say it, but are trying. They, you know, like the little boy that kept falling out of bed. And thump. Mama came. He's crying. Said, son, what happened? How come you fall out of bed again? He said, I guessed I stayed too close to where I got in at. What does that mean? He's sleeping on the edge. Well, if you just move a little bit on the edge, you're going to fall out. What if you're up in the middle of the bed? You're all the way in the middle. Well, even if you move some, you're still in the bed. Right? And if you try to see how close to the edge you can stay, you are not smart, because there are wolves out there and there are grizzly bears, tigers, and they're all wanting you for lunch. And you cannot handle them on your own. You're not that smart. You're not that strong in your own strength. Oh, but your shepherd is. I said, oh, your shepherd is. He whips that rod around and says, get. They get. And if you're smart, you'll be right up against his pants leg going, that's right, get.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
And you can be sassy and you go, na 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 na, you can't eat me, but you best not leave. Right? You best not leave the good shepherd. You better stay close. Somebody say, stay close. The psalmist also said, my soul follows hard after you. What does that mean? I'm right on you, Lord. I'm right on you. In other words, you stop, boom, I'm going to hit you in the back. If you're smart, that's how you'll endeavor to live. Just as close as you know how. Just as committed you know how. Because nobody can afford to do otherwise. Nobody can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Good Shepherd, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2020. That's R20020, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.